This is the Neverwinter Nights podcast for the week of November 17th, 2006. This is episode 3. Welcome to the Neverwinter Nights podcast, a weekly show dedicated to the Neverwinter Nights game series. I'm Jay Smith. Also with me today is Trey, a.k.a. Astrakhan Zelo.
Go Razorbacks.
And Ken, a.k.a. Shepherd Flavius.
Hello, everyone.
This week's top stories are 1UP Reviews Neverwinter Nights 2 Round 2, Step-by-Step Guide for Hacks and Multiplayer for Neverwinter Nights 1, and Tips for Beginners, Community Expansion Pack site updates.
Yeah, and we're also going to cover Neverwinter Nights 2 Module Idea Contest update, the petition for secure ROM removal in the Atari forums, and we found a new site called Neverwinter Source.
This week I also want to give an update on the 1UP interview that was pulled from the net. There's been the round two of it. They've actually reposted the interview. And guess what? They only gave them a 6 out of 10 this time. So the most of their complaints focused on the bugs and the belief that the game needs more patches before being great. And you almost think this guy's never really played RPG games. I'll put the link in the show notes, and you guys can check that out.
Also back in the news is the, I think we mentioned this in one of the previous episodes, There's been the Neverwinter Nights 2 Module Idea Contest that's been out there on the vault. And they now have all the entries in, and they've now made them public. So you can go check it out and actually vote for your module that you think is one of the best ideas for a persistent world.
Are they still taking entries, or is that part closed?
Actually, I think they are still taking entries, but they're not going to be a part of the vote.
Okay.
I believe that's what I read. But anyway, there's a big banner on the front page of the vault, and you can see the full list. So go check it out.
Another article I found real interesting on the vault this week, it's one of their updated articles or newer articles submitted, was a step-by-step guide for hacks and multiplayer for Neverwinter Nights 1. QSW, who's writing articles for the vault, has put a really good article together showing screenshots and step-by-step instructions of how to get involved with Neverwinter Nights multiplayer guide. Evidently, there's a lot of people that haven't played multiplayer. I think all of us have. That's kind of where we started. I didn't really hit the original campaigns until much later on after playing several modules online.
Wow.
But evidently, there's some step-by-step instructions here for those people who have a hard time with it, so I thought that was something good to pass along, because I think a lot of these instructions will also translate for Neverwinter Nights 2.
Yeah, this is where you need to send some of those newbies that we you were talking about. It shows screenshots and everything.
Yeah, I've got a guy at work that hasn't played Neverwinter Nights 1 or pen and paper RPG games at all, but he's purchased Neverwinter Nights 2 because he's heard us talk about it so much. So I was hoping we can get him on here someday and talk about what his impressions are of it. I was going to send this link to him and see if that helps him out.
Also, we want to talk about, I'm sure everybody's heard this because it's very popular out on the Atari forums, there's a petition. Yeah, that's the southern way to say it. Petition for secure ROM removal off of the new Neverwinter Nights 2 CD DVDs. A user by the name of Polygon420 is the one who posted that petition. I can't say that word. Anyway, they put a petition out there because everybody knows the community wants Atari to remove the copy protection system known as secure ROM. And here's how it starts. I'm writing in regards to the CD-DVD authentication routines that will be appearing in Neverwinter Nights 2. CD authentication is the verification of the presence of the original CD, which was implemented in the original Neverwinter Nights through the use of Sony's Secure ROM. This is done in an attempt to deter hacked, duplicated, and downloaded copies of the game to be used. I'm urging you from the community, for the community, to consider implementing to reconsider implementing any form of CD authentication in Neverwinter Nights 2. So that was the petition, that his plea that he posted out there back before they even went live with Neverwinter Nights 2.
And yeah, I think that is one of my pet peeves too. The only thing I can track down is one of my main things with Neverwinter Nights 2 is the amount of time it takes to load the game. And I know one of the reasons it takes a lot of time to load the game when you first start it is because it's doing that check on the disc. It takes forever spinning that disc before it actually comes up in the game. So yeah, I've already signed this petition, and I hope everybody else will too, because this one's bugged me to death. I was really glad when Everyone Nights 1 got rid of it, but now we brought it back, so hopefully we can get rid of it again.
And you can read the rest of it. You can read about the rest of it out there on Atari's forums. But it's really getting lots of hits. I think the other day I thought it looked like it was over 20,000, it seems like.
Got some news for the Community Expansion Pack site. That site has, not only have they just released the Community Expansion Pack version 2, they're also going through some transitions with their site. I ran into some difficulty this week trying to find them and get back to them, because we've been trying to set up some interviews with these guys to talk about what they're doing over there on the team. And there's several sites out there called nwncp.dyns.org and nwncep.com that don't seem to be working. So the official site right now is actually cepteam.dyns.org, and I just wanted to pass that along to everybody in case you've been trying to get the new version of this expansion pack and download it. There's been some difficulty there. They're moving sites around and trying to get all that out. So hopefully we'll be able to cover that in our up-and-coming interview.
Cool.
Sounds, yeah, I'm kind of excited about talking to those guys. It'll be fun.
What do you think about that, Kenny?
I like it.
Well, I was out there this past week trying to find, you know, some stuff to talk about on the podcast, and I came across a new site called NeverwinterSource.net. And it's a new file resource site for Neverwinter Nights 2. From the same person who brought you over 5,000 Morrowind and Oblivion mods at TES Source. So like TES Source, NW Source is a site dedicated to providing authors and users alike an easy-to-use upload and download system for all sorts of Neverwinter Nights 2 related files. And they urge authors to get started right away uploading your content out there. I actually went out there and loaded up our episode 1 of our podcast into their sound resources, because they had a category for sound. And they actually let me upload it in there, and I really appreciate that. Thanks, Robin.
I'm wondering how them, if they're going to coordinate their efforts with the Vault, or try to, if they're going to be butting heads, because that's where most of the content that you'd go to find now would be in the Vault. I mean, almost 80 or 90% of the community content is in the Vault. Neverwinter Nights 1, and they've already got slots for Neverwinter Nights 2 put in there, so it'd be interesting to see how successful the site becomes.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first saw it, I thought that same thing. I thought, hey, wow, they're going to try to be the Vault, but it has a different look and feel. It's not quite as busy. And that might be because they're just starting out, but looks like a pretty place. It looks like it's starting to fill up too. I've been checking it every day, and they're starting to get lots of files out there pretty quickly.
What kind of content is it? Mainly Neverwinter Nights 1 content, or are you still seeing mostly Neverwinter Nights 2?
I think it's just for Neverwinter Nights 2. Okay. That's the way they're advertising themselves.
Oh, okay.
Let me actually pull it up here and see. I thought there was actually like two different sections.
So is it for mod teams to post their mods? Is that the main focus of the site? Or
it's mod. It's any file.
Scripts
any types
anything?
Of files. Scripts, sound, maps. Hold on a second. Let me go there. Oh, I actually, they do have a Neverwinter Nights 1 section and a Neverwinter Nights 2 section. Sorry. But I guess their little intro only says Neverwinter Nights 2, and that's what I was reading earlier, so I apologize. It does have both. Although I will say there are no files for Neverwinter Nights 1 out there. And there's Looks like there's about 8 files for Neverwinter Nights 2. So, like I said, this is a real new site. They just brought it up.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to watch this down the road and see if it builds. Because, like I said, the vault has been the place to go for 5-plus years for Neverwinter Nights content.
Right.
Oh, I remember how I heard about it. I actually got an email. It came in an email to me advertising it. So somehow they got my email off the Neverwinter forum somewhere.
There's also another article I wanted to bring to everyone's attention. It's called Tips for Beginners, and that's on also, as we were saying, on the vault. And it's
got seem to have a lot about the vault on here.
Hey, the vault is the place to go for news where I go all the time, and I know everyone else is there as well.
Tips for Beginners.
There's Tips for Beginners post out there, and it's got 11 pages of community discussions on Tips for Beginners, but it started out with Joseph Silver doing about 20 tips on there, and I'm not going to go through all of them. I just want to let you know that it's out there.
Does it include spoilers?
It doesn't say that it does, so I'm...
Okay.
I got to reading through it the other day and was just, like, overwhelmed with how much there was on here, because, like I said, there's 11 pages of it. Things just go on and on and on, so... And just stuff like one of them says, I'll give you a couple of them just so you can get a feel for it. Like, dual wielding is underpowered except for rogues. A rogue who dual wields can sneak attack up to 6 times per round. This is a lot of damage. And then another one's like, the arcane archer is underpowered, and it tells you why. If you plan on being a frenzied berserker, don't bother getting the great cleave feat. So it's got some tips and tricks on that can kind of guide you through, as you level your character, what feats you should pull in and what feats you shouldn't, or if they're going to benefit you or not. So it's just basically on character building level from the first part of it. Now, the 11 pages of discussion, I'm sure they cover all kinds of tips out there. Just a lot of good information in that post.
So, Ken, tell us about your adventure so far in Neverwinter Nights 2.
Well, I've actually spent
more... Didn't you get
more...
stuck on a fence post or something like that?
Yes, the first night I had it installed and got it up and running. I found it difficult just maneuvering my party around the area. And at one point, my lead character got somehow... tacked to one of the fences or something because I couldn't move him at all. I ended up having to switch to another character in my party, move that character out of the way, and then switch to yet another character, move that character out of the way, and then switch back to the main character. And he was still stuck to the fence post for some reason.
Doing a little character shuffling there, huh?
And eventually somehow it came unattached, so I don't know if that was a bug related issue or what.
Was this before you did? Have you applied the latest patches, or are you up to
I have version? I have applied it. Excuse me. I have applied the latest patch since that issue. I haven't noticed that since, but I haven't had a chance to play a whole lot since then.
Yeah, you were on location in Texas, weren't you?
Yes. I was doing a remote coverage of a wedding, that's what it was. I did have a lot of trouble with some graphics issues at first. Mainly the game was just really slow. I was getting an average frame rate of like 7 frames per second, and I noticed that if I turned off or turned down my shadow settings from the highest level down to low or off, my frame rate improved dramatically.
I think I ended up doing that too.
Everything else I can pretty much crank up to any level I want, but right now I've since tuned everything back down a little bit to a medium level to get even better frame rates.
I tell you, I was playing the other night, and I made it into Act 1, and I went into this house and started talking to this lady in this house. Rita, I think was her name. And my screen just started freaking out, like dropping pixels all over the place. And stuff flashing, and I had to shut down. So,
Have you updated your video drivers?
Actually, I've got them downloaded. I did that before we started the show tonight, and gotta get those installed. So hopefully, that's gonna fix it.
That's probably the first thing I would try. I haven't seen anything like that yet.
I almost went into epileptic shock.
Another little problem I had trouble with was just I couldn't get the camera mode situated the way I want. I finally messed around with that a little bit last night and settled on the driving camera mode. I think
that's what I wound up switching to as well, was the driving camera mode. It just was too jerky following around behind me, and then if I would try to look at something from a different angle, it would always want to switch somewhere else. I didn't feel like I was ever really in control of where I was going.
Right. And also, in the general settings, there's options for tuning the speed in which the camera transitions.
Yeah, I played around with that for probably 45 minutes.
I haven't played with that yet, but I was going to. Yeah. But ever since I put patch 102 on and it turned off, I let it go ahead and turn off the water effects and the other option that it wants to turn down. Yeah. And I haven't noticed as many. It hasn't felt as sluggish since then.
Oh, and I got my new keyboard and my new mouse, and oh man, what a difference.
Excellent.
What kind of keyboard did you get?
I got a Kensington pilot board. It's a wireless keyboard and wireless mouse. I really like it. I can actually turn the mouse off when I'm not using it. Save batteries.
Oh, no, that's a neat feature. Mine don't have that.
And it's got nice rubber ribs around it. Oh, they feel so nice. Well, let's also talk about Neverwhere Nights 1, too, because I know, you know, people listening to this want to hear about both.
I actually was out of town on a company trip this week and only had my work laptop with me, which is not up to the minimum requirements for Neverwhere Nights 2. So I actually installed Neverwhere Nights 1 on it while I was in the hotel room at nights and been playing some of the single campaign modules with it. So it was a lot of fun to get back into that one.
So what did you play?
Hordes of the Undertide is what I started playing. I got through the first part of it a little bit. I haven't got through the whole thing yet.
Hordes of the Underdark?
Underdark, yes. I'm sorry.
I've been playing, you know, before we got Neverwhere Nights 2, I'd been playing through the single player. And I'd gotten all the way to Chapter 3. And I'm like a level 13 wizard. / Red Dragon Disciple. And I can't seem to get past that where I'm at, because I found out that I should be level 15 by the time I get there. So I guess I'm going to have to go back and get a whole lot more XP before I can get past them.
We've got some people that our work that have actually started, or actually one of the guys on your team, Trey, his wife has picked up Neverwhere Nights 1 and started playing it. So we need to get some time and get online with a couple of those people that we've recruited recently and get them into our server that we're hosting a rune module on and get them to playing some of the rune. Maybe they can help us finish up some of those epic quests we haven't finished yet.
That's right. Actually, he has been asking myself and Kevin as well. Evidently, the games are playing really slow because they have an HP bought at Walmart computer, and they need to upgrade their graphics. And so, they've been talking to us about what graphics cards to get.
It's been so long since I've been on and played. I guess this is what happens to people that get into the gaming industry whenever they start getting into, like, you know, they hear about the PC Gamer podcast, and they talk about how much they try to game, but they really don't get to it because they're having to do their other work. And since we've launched the podcast, I've been more time spent looking at articles and reading more on stuff going on in the community than I have actually been playing the game, which is a side effect that I hope will lessen with time.
Well, you know what? The holidays are coming up, so we're going to get some time in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I'm hoping I get some game time in over the holidays, big time. I need to take a week off and just play games. Of course, my wife would probably kill me.
Speaking of Rune, I guess the last time we all played that together, we were having one of our geek days where we get together and play games all day. Kind of like a LAN party.
We need to have one of those again.
Yeah, we're due one.
I'll second that.
We can't get through that big epic quest. You know, the one that we get from...
The Tanzantor or Tanzantor from quest?
The one that we get from the king? Or Lord Vaud, that's his name. Lord Vaud.
Yeah. He sends us to talk to the dragon, and the dragon sends us to talk to... I can't remember her name now. It's been so long since we've done that one. Because that one's the one that if you reset the server, you have to do it all over again.
And we tried to go all the way through it.
The quest I want to do is I want to go to Tyr Island and go to Old Tyr and run that quest by putting the seal back together. Because somewhere on that island is a store with epic items in it that you can buy.
Well, I've been carrying around an epic item for a while. I just can't put it on because I'm not at the correct level. I'm like level 30 in Rune, the character that I use in there. And I got to be like level 33
to use this
20. Sun shield that I found over in Tyr. You're level what?
I think I'm level 28 on my character on our Rune server.
Ken, aren't you level 30 also?
Yes.
We need to make that an agenda for the next geek day.
And now for Neverwinter Nights podcast news. Thanks for the growing number of listeners. This past Monday, we hit 13 listeners for one day. We've been averaging about 9 per day, so this is pretty good. We're pretty pumped about that.
Actually, I saw 10 today.
Excellent. And the Neverwinter Night Vault has added episode 1 of this podcast to their radio playlist. Click on the play music. Click the play music icon on their front page. And we send our thanks to Maximus for that. We are now also listed on Podcast Alley. Podcast Alley is a ranking site for podcasts similar to game ranking sites. You can help support us by going to Podcast Alley through the link on our website and voting for us.
Yeah, vote for us.
Hey, back on the episode 1 being on the vault, Trey, didn't you say that you're having some issues getting that to play?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I thought it was because, you know, originally we had put out a kind of a big file the first time because I didn't work my magic on it yet.
True.
And so I thought maybe he had downloaded that big file and put it out there, because when I would go out there, it would, you know, it would slowly count off the percentage, and you'd sit there forever before it even got to like 20%. So I emailed, it wasn't Maximus, there was some other guy who I guess does their media or something for the website. I emailed him and said, hey, you might have got the big file, why don't you try getting the file now, but it's smaller. Well, and he said, sure, yeah, I'll do that. And he did it, and I guess yesterday, the day before, he got that out there, or he said he did. But now when I go click on it, it doesn't play at all. It doesn't even count on percentage, so I'm not sure what's going on there. So. Anyway, that was a good idea.
And we'll keep working on that and get that
to work. And I don't think it's really that big a deal, because the Vault and Maximus have been very generous in spotlighting us and putting us out there on the front page and in the news, in the headlines. They did it for episode 1 and episode 2, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, me either.
Now for some listener feedback. We got one response from listener named Solace. He noted that overall content was good, but you seem to be suffering from poor audio quality at times. It was a bit hard to hear and just a bit tinny sounding. I also noticed the feed starts partway into your talking, just by a second.
Did you fix that, Jay?
Not yet. I haven't been working episode 2.
Because I actually had noticed that myself before we even got this comment from Solace.
He goes on to say, it takes a fanatic perfectionist to notice the little things, but I'm confident you'll learn from previous episodes for however long you stick to it. There's always something new to learn. Keep at it, and good luck. And we appreciate the comments. Keep them coming.
Yeah, currently we've been recording the show using Skype, and that's what we're using tonight. And Trey and Ken are in different cities, so some of the sound quality issues have been due to some network lag between the two locations. I've just upgraded my DSL to the AT&T Elite, which just came available in our area, and that's increased my upload to download speed, so hopefully that'll help with that. Our first podcast, we also used a third computer to record the conversations, which minimized a lot of that lag. And
I think that made for a better recording.
Yeah, and we're going to try to do that tonight, too. I just got my laptop back from Dell after it suffered a miserable and horrible death, and it had to have a system board replaced on it. So we'll be getting back into that mode, so hopefully it'll improve with that. Also, we've downloaded some new software for mixing the final result of the show, and it allows us much more control over the tracks and the volume and timings and the sample rates. So we should be able to get a better quality sounding smaller file out of it when we're done. It's been definitely been a learning process. We're going to use that on this current episode, so guys, keep a close ear to it and keep that feedback coming.
So bear with us. I know sometimes it's not too good, but we'll get it.
We just hope that our wonderful banter between us will keep you coming back into the stream. Thanks for listening, and if you have questions, comments, or show ideas, send them to show@neverwarenightspodcast.com, or you can send us an audio message by clicking the You Got It, Send Me an Audio link on our website.
Also, while you're on our site, you can add your shout-out for our Frapper Hat. The Frapper logo. Yeah, someone's had a little too much tonight. And thank you for joining us. Until next week, get in game.
And level up.
Bonjour mon ami, this is Jacqueline, coming to you from Paris. For all the news, tips, interviews, and reviews of Neverwinter Nights, check out the Neverwinter Nights podcast at neverwinternightspodcast.com. Also available in the iTunes Store. Get in game and level up.